There are two ways to go into a pool. One, you could go very slowly, shivering, going one step at a time, or you just jump right in. So I'm going to jump right in. Shabbaton 2019, Cats Holiday School. I'm sorry for the sixth graders. This will just get you a little pumped up for next year. The Shabbaton had a lot of highlights. One of the highlights for me, and maybe for many of you, was the singing outside. Each and every one of us, at least I know for me, it's exceptionally inspired by the singing, by the achdus, by the unity, by the coming together on Shabbat. The question is, how do we keep that inspiration alive? How do we keep those inspired feelings alive? So if you go to page 119, it's the paragraph right before Shema, it's called Ava Rabba. And we start the song every single day we say, Behar Nina Besor Asecha. Chazal teach us that Kislev is the month of light. Right? For the non-Jews, they use their light in their own ways. But this is our month of light. Where is our light found? Behar Eininu. Enlighten our eyes. Besor Asecha. In your Torah. With your Torah. And I'll be very honest with you, boys and girls. Up until 11th grade, maybe 12th grade, Torah for me was another just a subject. Science, social studies, Gemara, Toshba, Halacha, whatever. Same class. Until I got into 12th grade. But if each and every one of us at our own level can realize that if we want to keep those inspirational moments alive of Shabbat and Shabbos, or any time we feel inspired, it's got to be through spirituality. It doesn't just mean learning Torah. It means living a spiritual life. It means making a bracha. It means remembering to be kind to each other. It means when you're texting or you're TikToking, if that's a verb, whatever it is, you're making sure to be appropriate. Whether your teacher's going to see that or not. You want to feel close to Hashem. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to keep those Shabbaton feelings alive. Make sure to live a spiritual life. Each and every one of us have a menorah within us. The month of Kislev. Chanukah was 2 weeks of last night. Each and every one of us have a soul. Just like our body needs to eat, our soul needs to eat. Yes, your soul, your neshama. And every time the boys put on your tefillin, and every time the girls you put your siddur to your face, you are feeding your menorah. You are feeding your soul. That is craving for more. And that's why Friday night, I'm not going to embarrass anyone here, there was a certain grade that after the singing, they couldn't control their emotions. They blamed it on leaving schools or last year, blah, blah, blah. That's bupkis. Their emotions were so high, it's because they felt so spiritually charged. They felt something that they've never felt before. It's called your menorah on fire. On fire. Just to end off with the story, my wife's grandfather was in the Holocaust. And at the end of the war, the Nazis knew they were going to lose, but they still wanted to put tremendous maximum pain. So they had these death marches, especially for today, for our 8th graders who are starting our interviews today with their survivors. Very apropos. So what happened is they're on this death march, my wife's grandfather and her father, my wife's grandfather and his brother, Moshe Chaim and Eli. Maybe you know some of them from Moshe, Moses the Beetle, whatever his name is in the book, Night. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's your grandfather?
Yeah. So he's on this death march, and his brother can't do it anymore. They have zero, barely any clothing, barely any food. The Nazis say, if you stop for 1 second, you're shot on the spot. And Elio, the Nazis weren't looking, he goes to the side of the road, says, Moshe Chaim, leave me. Leave me, leave me. I can't do it anymore. If our parents make it out of the war, which they didn't, tell them I love them, I can't do it anymore. And the story goes, I'm not making this up because I heard it straight from my father-in-law, his son. He said, Moshe Chaim went to his brother Elia on the side of the road, in the middle of Germany, in the middle of the Gehenim of Gehenim, the darkness of darkness, the Choshech, the Yavan, the most darkest place in the entire world. And he goes to him and says, Elia, let's review a couple of psukim from the Torah. Let's review a couple of Mishnayos. Can you imagine? He was ready to die. And that was his last-ditch effort. And what happened was, a miracle happened, is that he became spiritually, he got some spiritual charge, some energy that he didn't have, that he know he accessed ever before. And Eli was able to rise and be able to finish off that march and was able to build a beautiful Jewish family. I met him once. He died a few years ago. Tremendous tzaddik. How is he able to be able to get up? It's one word. Spirituality. Because his menorah wanted it. And when we get up to that paragraph today, Vaharinei Nebesor HaZacha, not just to say it just for today, but for every day, you want to feel close to Hashem, feed your menorah, feed your soul. You want to keep the Shabbaton feelings alive? It's time to be able to start going all in. Not going one foot at a time, all in. Brachos, how we deal with each other, how we talk to each other, how we learn, and most of all, davening to Hashem. Let's have a beautiful davening.
Page 112, everybody, please rise.